The final case of the day is Beaupre v. Frakes.
May it please the Court, I'm James D. Smith, Assistant Attorney General, appearing on behalf of the State Appellees. The brief in this case was drafted and submitted by Assistant Attorney Kyle Sitta. Kyle is no longer with us. He's now working as an attorney law clerk for the state courts in Minneapolis. Once I got the notice last week, I chose I'd be the one that would show up and argue this.
Sure. We're pleased to have you.
Thank you. This is an appeal from the denial of a motion for a temporary injunction when no complaint was ever filed.
Wasn't there an answer filed to a complaint?
There was an answer filed, but the district court itself found in two places that no complaint was ever filed, and this court, my argument is the court has no jurisdiction for two independent reasons. First, there's no final appealable order, and secondly, the district court never had any jurisdiction on Beaupre's motion for a temporary injunction because no complaint was ever filed and thus no civil action was ever commenced. And because the district court never had jurisdiction, this court's authority is limited to remand with directions to dismiss.
Mr. Smith, there are two pleadings, I'll call them, that were filed on the same day. I believe, well, maybe filed just with us on the same day. I'm not sure which. But there is a motion for emergency preliminary injunction and an emergency temporary preliminary injunction.
Yes, I have those.
Is there a difference between those two?
When you read them, the body of them, I don't see any difference except the emergency temporary preliminary injunction gives us a helpful cite to Section 25-1063, which is the statute for a temporary injunction. As far as the no final appealable order, I'll cite a case that's not in the brief because the issue of subject matter jurisdiction, frankly, should have been briefed. It wasn't. In Waite v. City of Omaha, 263, Nebraska 589, the Supreme Court said that over 130 years of law has established that an order denying a temporary injunction is not a final appealable order. The statute on final appealable orders, 25-1902, defines a final appealable order in part as being an order affecting a substantial right in a, quote, action. And Beaupre never submitted or never filed any action. There's three other statutes and a Supreme Court rule which would explain why he never filed an action. Section 25-501 states a civil action must be commenced by filing a complaint in the office of the clerk of a proper court. Section 25-801.01 sub 2 says, as far as the rules of pleading, as applicable here, in all other civil actions, the plaintiff's initial pleading must be a complaint. The Supreme Court rules on pleading, section 6-1107 sub A, states there shall be, as far as pleadings, there shall be a complaint. And finally, section 25-1063, cited by Mr. Beaupre himself in his emergency temporary preliminary injunction filing, starts off with, as far as the grounds for temporary injunction, the first few words are when it appears by the complaint. And then it continues on as far as a commission of some act that would happen during, and it says during the litigation.
Isn't the idea that the defendant would have notice of what's being raised, and hasn't the Supreme Court of Nebraska said that trial court should examine the substance of a petitioner's actual request and not simply the title of a petition? So if we were to look past what Mr. Beaupre called these initial pleadings and looked at the relief requested, the relief he was requesting appeared to be on a more permanent basis.
Well, the relief he is requesting is a preliminary injunction. A preliminary injunction by statute is on the basis of a case. It's on the basis of a complaint. District court specifically found on the first page of its order that no complaint was filed. Second page of the order, the district court finds that no complaint was filed. District court cites the preliminary injunction statute and even underlined when it appears by the complaint. I don't think there's any way you can charitably just say because you're an inmate, if you file a motion for a preliminary injunction, it somehow jumps into the category of a complaint when you haven't filed a complaint. A preliminary injunction motion has to be connected.
Well, didn't Mr. Beaupre's initial pleadings allege violations of his constitutional right to humane conditions, rights to medical care, prohibition of cruel and unusual punishment, and didn't, in fact, the state file an answer to those pleadings? And then subsequent to that, another motion is filed by Mr. Beaupre, which triggers the hearing for temporary relief to which the state objected to separately from its answer.
The state did file a response, but that does not mean when the state files a response that non-filing of what is jurisdictionally required and specifically says by statute somehow excused. He had to file it. The statute says a civil action must be commenced by filing a complaint. He clearly did not file a complaint. He filed a motion for a preliminary injunction. That's what he calls it. That's the words of it. That's what he's requested. The state naturally resisted it, but he has to first file a complaint before you get to the statute on grounds for a preliminary injunction. The other problem he has ultimately is it's not a final appealable order. The Wade case talks and it just goes on string site after string site.
As to the temporary injunction and the denial of that, but what about as to the dismissal of his, to the extent there is an underlying complaint, the dismissal of that would be a final appealable order, wouldn't it?
No, I don't see how the district court denied what he requested, which was a preliminary injunction. Wade v. City of Omaha says denial of a preliminary or temporary injunction is not a final appealable order. He requested a preliminary injunction. The district court denied it, said there's no complaint been filed, and thus dismissed the case, which, and frankly, the court did it backwards. The court should have just dismissed the complaint or dismissed the preliminary injunction because there was no complaint attached to it. He didn't have a case file.
If we follow your logic that the denial of a temporary injunction is not appealable, and he didn't file a complaint, then he can't. This never gets before the court.
That's correct.
This never gets before us.
Yeah, this case should not be before you. There's no final appealable order. District court never had any jurisdiction when the district court itself says there's no complaint. Rule on a request for a temporary injunction, and this court's authority thus is limited to saying we have no jurisdiction. Trial court had no jurisdiction, and thus you would remand with directions to dismiss when the district court simply has no jurisdiction. Now, if Mr. Beaupre down the road wants to actually file a complaint and then file a motion asking for a temporary injunction, fine, that's not what he did. And since he didn't comply with the statutes for how a case must be commenced,
he filed a
pleading.
And
I cited three statutes, Supreme Court rules, rules on what makes it a final appealable thing, none of which he complied with. There is no case here for this court to rule on other than to send it back to the district court and say dismiss it. You don't have a case by simply filing a motion for a temporary injunction.
If he would have called it a complaint, would your position be different?
If he would have filed a complaint asking for ultimate, I guess, an ultimate ruling of what ultimate relief he wanted. If he would have asked for a permanent injunction, he would have asked for permanent injunctive relief. That's not what he asked for. He asked for an emergency temporary preliminary injunction. He didn't ask for any final injunctive relief. And the case law, as far as what a preliminary injunction is for, the whole purpose of it is just to maintain the status quo of the parties, quote, until a determination of the case on the merits. There is no case on the merits he filed, and the authority I just cited be Penfield Oil v. Winstrom, 272 Nebraska 219, which is the purpose for a temporary injunction. It's just to maintain the status quo until we get to the case on the merits. He filed no case on the merits. He simply said, I want a temporary injunction. That's not a case. That's not a complaint. That's not a civil action. It's a motion. And he's here on appeal, denial of motion. For the reason I stated, I again would ask that the court find it has no jurisdiction, or it had no jurisdiction, the case should be remanded with
direction. Other than the statutes, I mean, the statutes that you cited to us, I think I've read them. It doesn't say it's jurisdictional, does it?
It says a civil action must be commenced by filing a complaint. You haven't filed a complaint, you haven't commenced a civil action. Final appealable order talks about an order affecting a substantial right in an action, which then, to me, how you have an action is, one, you have to commence it by filing a complaint. And as I said, one of the statutes I cited, 25801.01, says civil actions, complaints, initial pleading must be a complaint, not a motion for a temporary injunction.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Smith. The matter is submitted. All right.